From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation.
Well, Mark, you seem upset.
I am upset.
Does that have anything to do with the new young lady who's working in the office?
Yes. I went home last night after we were done our radio show. Everyone knows we have a 12-hour radio show, and if you're listening to us on Earwolf, you're just hearing the top highlights. So, and I told my high school daughter, I have multiple daughters in high school, but the senior, Courtney, I said to her that there's a new intern, and I thought that she looked quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Courtney said that I was a sexist sexual harasser for saying that.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
You're not allowed to tug on her ear when you say that.
Courtney's ear?
No, the new intern.
I didn't tell Courtney about that.
By the way that you told the story, maybe you reflexively tugged her ear, and she realized that you are inappropriately touching a young woman in the office. Now, I understand that you think that it's normal, that you're not being weird.
When we first got this radio show, our station manager would always come and tug our ears and be like, "Hope they're listening."
Yeah, but that was more like a old kind of coach type person, and you have to understand that we were on an equal footing with him, and this is a young woman in our office who doesn't have the same power that you do, and so when you touch her ear, she makes it feel like she's uncomfortable in this environment, like she's not able to do what she wants to do because there's a man who is viewing her only as a sexual object.
Oh, all right. So then what do you do? Pete, I know that you have an open marriage and you go to sex colonies.
Yes.
And sex beaches.
Sometimes and just for the breakfasts, because I got to tell you, they're great.
So how do the liberals deal with this? How do you create a safe space where you can tug on people's ears and such? Well, how do you do it?
You don't. In the workplace, you don't.
But what if you're working at the beach and you just got off work and now you're availing yourself of the sex breakfast?
Well, then you're in a sex colony and the rules are different.
So you're saying that how do you harass someone in a sex colony? By not having sex with them?
Yeah.
I'm just confused because it seems like liberals, when they look at conservative values, want to put their rules on it, and it has to be very black or white. But then liberals get to go and create these whole universes for themselves that have sliding scales and have
scale is the worst sex colony. Never go there. They only serve pancakes, and they're disgusting. Buckwheat pancakes. It's a fucking nightmare.
Do you have to put suntan lotion on your wiener?
Of course. You don't want skin cancer lesions on your wiener.
No, that's bad.
But the point that I'm trying to make is that you, in an environment like this, have to be attuned to the way that you, as a male, come across to a woman.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, you've given me—
A young woman who just graduated from Reed College. She's a smart girl.
You've given me an idea. Because our guest ran a huge company, and you've given me an idea about how I want to be perceived for him.
What's in that little bag?
I'm going to go change real quick in the bathroom.
What are you skipping?
And when we return, my hero, Roger Ailes, founder of Fox News, a advisor to many Republican presidential candidates over the past 40 years, will be our guest here on Hard Nation.
I can't believe how nice this table is.
It's a strong table. Now, Pete, I am super excited about this guest. You can look at the end of his career with all these allegations, or you can look at his career in total, where he created Fox News, which I think is one of the most important organizations that has ever existed.
Now, he is actually not a creator of that network. He's merely the head. The creator would be the Fox. The Murdoch family.
Well, he got together with Murdoch, and they made it together.
Okay, well, let's not squibble over details.
Well, we have him right here.
I cannot believe he's here. He is... Mark, why are you wearing shorts?
I just, you know, because I know that he...
Those are very short shorts.
The man likes legs, and I'm going to give him legs. Please, we got Roger Ailes here. What do you think?
Hi, boys. I like those shorts.
What do you think of my legs, sir?
Very nice. You do squats?
I do some squats. I weigh 350 pounds, so it gets hard to squat. I can do. Ooh, I can
so
go
you squat.
Down.
You squat 350.
No. I weigh 350.
His body.
That
weight.
Means you squat at least 350.
Yeah. Every time you sit down,
Roger. Can I call you Roger? Thank you for pointing out.
You have disgraced yourself immediately. You threw your legs up on this table like you were climbing onto a piano.
Do you mind signing my leg?
Oh, yeah. God. With what?
Oh my God.
I gotta. I have some what lipstick here.
What are you doing?
I just want you to sign it with lipstick, and then I'm going to get it tattooed later.
Is that a woman's suit jacket?
Yes.
Who have you become?
I just love the way that you treat your anchors on the Fox News Network.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've been getting a lot of that.
And I just would love to, yeah. Well, let's start.
Give me the lipstick.
Yeah, there we go.
L'Oreal. Here we go. Ooh. It's melting on your hot leg.
Oh, my leg is pretty warm right
now.
Roger, first of all, thank you for all the work you've done with Fox News.
Of course. You like it?
I love it.
It's fun, right?
Well, don't you believe that you've blurred the lines between facts and opinion?
Oh, gosh. I mean, look, you get anybody on TV talking, it's going to be a little bit of facts and a little bit of opinion, you know?
It's true. I mean, for example, Pete, for you don't think that people should have monogamous relationships. You believe in polyamory.
Yes, I believe that everyone should be married to and have sex with everyone.
Okay, well, but that's just
With their consent.
With their what?
With their consent.
All right.
Not a fan of consent.
You know, it's because if you say, hey, Roger, you want the last piece of cheesecake, I'm going to say, no,
question?
I'm stuffed. I ate my face off. But, you know, deep down, of course I want the last piece of cheesecake. So what do I want? I don't know.
So you're saying that people can't figure out what they want. So therefore, the idea of consent is an illusion.
We are each of us a multitude, right?
Yes.
We like to think of ourselves as one focused entity, but, you know, do any of us truly know the full labyrinth of our own minds?
He's a deeper man than what people realize.
That explanation was so Byzantine and confusing, I actually almost believed it.
No, but
you are an absolute master in what you do, sir. I am thinking about cheesecake and not the original question I asked you. Hats off.
I really like that answer because I never thought about it like that. Now, I'm not a science guy. I'm a Bible guy.
Sure. Right?
So what you're saying is that within us, there's a lot of different voices or different levels of the soul.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 1,000 different species of bacteria in your stomach alone, right?
There you go. So every time you eat that cheesecake, are you saying that all the bacteria has to consent?
We have face mites. We have face mites on our face that live and eat the grease out from our nose flaps. And I found out people of different ethnic backgrounds have different species of face mites from one another.
And so liberals would have you believe that there's only one type of face mite for everyone.
No.
No, liberals.
So if you ask me, what do I want? Well, who's I? Is it what I think of as my superego, my conscious mind in my brain? Or is it the billions of creatures and particles that exist in the space that I take up?
And if they want the cheesecake, how are you going to get consensus this community that lives on Roger Ailes' face to give consent to eat that cheesecake?
Do I want to live in a democracy or a dictatorship? I want a democracy.
I think we all want to live in a democracy. And Mark, I have absolutely no idea why you're yelling.
I'm standing up. I'm spinning around.
Oh, my God.
Give a twirl.
Mark, close your jacket.
What do you think?
Mark, can you crawl like a dog over to the wall?
Don't slip. Don't break your elbow again.
Ruff! Ruff!
No, don't make the sounds of a dog.
Sorry.
Just move like a dog.
I'm sorry. I took that too far.
Like an Egyptian beast, the body of a dog with the head of a man.
Your legs have fully swallowed
like
that
the manticore.
So, I better get back in my chair here.
Get in your seat.
How did I do?
Pull that skirt down.
What did it look like?
Honestly,
I'm asking Roger, Pete.
I'll give you an objective opinion. It was a horror show.
Oh, please. I'm so impressed by you, Roger. I just want to impress you. So Mark, now, tell Mark, us about the rumors. You've
put
been
your butt in your seat.
This is how I sit.
No, you sit. You sit backwards.
Reorient the mic so that you can be up on the table.
You're looking back over. My brother's looking back over his shoulder.
For those of you who can't
pose.
See, that's the unmistakable squeaking sound of a mic being reoriented.
And he's just slowly wiggling his butt.
So I have some questions. You have worked for so many great Republican presidential candidates, and the rumors are that you're working for Donald Trump now.
Oh, are they?
Haven't you heard these rumors?
Well, I'm not in the habit of confirming rumors or hearsay, but I can say I'm not working for Fox News anymore.
That is true. It sounded like things got pretty uptight over there.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to serve as a distraction for the important work that they're doing.
So Andrea Tentaros recently said that, and she described Fox News as a sex-fueled Playboy Mansion type vibe.
Mm. Who's that?
Andrea Tentaro, she was a newscaster on your network, and she recently left. And
can you describe?
Oh my God. She's brunette hair. She claimed that you said she would look good in a bikini.
Well, if I said it, it's probably true.
Is it true that it was like
she's got a great figure, as far as I can remember?
But the Playboy Mansion type vibe.
If by Playboy Mansion you mean a bunch of rotting old men hanging around in chairs, then yeah, I guess we're the Playboy Mansion.
Oh my God. The honesty is astounding.
I mean, we don't have a grotto.
Well, that's again a good distinction. No grotto at Fox
News. And that, when someone says the Playboy Mansion, that's the first thing I think of, is the grotto.
So you're saying that you believe her description is factually inaccurate, well, based on the grotto.
You're going to be like, oh, this is like Cape Canaveral, and you're like, where's the launch pad? There's no launch pad. You're like, then what else defines Cape Canaveral?
I will tell you one thing. I went to space camp at Cape Canaveral, and it sucked.
What sucked about space camp?
I was much younger than the other campers.
You were too young to be at space camp?
And they, it was just weird.
You wanted to go to space. You had expectations that space camp couldn't meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that experience, Roger?
Yeah, I went to zoo camp when I was a kid. I thought we were going to get to play with the animals and feed them and stuff. We just ended up doing a bunch of arts and crafts in the office.
And was you in the office of the zoo?
Yeah.
What a horrible camp.
That's terrible. And I can imagine how that would affect wanting to have a network that was honest and fair and balanced.
Yeah, I think now that I'm talking about it, zoo camp affected the trajectory of my entire life.
Can you explain? I mean, this is actually interesting. What drew you to zoo camp?
I liked the animals.
Animal lover.
You know, I like going to the zoo as a kid. You get the churros.
Churro.
You got the popcorn.
I love churros.
You got the, the bear was never out.
No, the bear is
one of the hugest enclosures, a huge mountain just for the one bear to live in. The cost of that must have been astronomical. Where's the bear?
I think that they should have had some sort of button that you could press that would shock the bear and make him run out and dance.
I saw the bear one time, half his sleeping form sort of behind the mountain. He got just a mass of fur. Just put the bear in a tiny little enclosure, and then you can see him.
There you go. It doesn't need that much space.
Roger Ailes has sat here and been accused of sexual harassment and plenty of other horrible things. The only thing
not
he's
here.
Gotten a little bit mad about is not seeing a bear.
It seems to make sense to me. I mean, I feel like, is that why? This is probably too literal, but the sets were so tiny on Hannity and such.
Is that what people say about Hannity? The sets were tiny? What do you need? You have a desk? You have a backdrop?
It's my only criticism of Sean Hannity.
It's a cable news channel, guys. Sorry, we don't have, the money for huge sets.
I just wish that you could, that Hannity was able to roam free. Like The Voice, that is a big set. Or American
has a studio audience.
An American Ninja Warrior. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about your interactions with the presidents.
Where are we going?
We're going to go to a commercial real quick. Break.
Commercials?
Right. Yeah. We got commercials
for
here.
For what?
We'll see.
You don't even know what your commercials are?
Who knows?
Squarespace, probably.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, what'd you think of that product?
Sounds great. Sounds like it's worth the money that it costs for the product or service that it was.
I think so as well.
Roger, you have worked in Republican administration since the 1960s. That's a long time. I actually assumed you were a much older man than you are.
So what was it like working for Richard Nixon? He famously thought that TV was a useless medium, that politics shouldn't be on television.
Well, you know, he didn't have the foresight for TV, obviously. Yeah. He thought it was a gimmick. He thought we'd go back to radio because people would get tired. People's eyes would get tired. A lot of the people don't know about Nixon is he had very weak optical nerves. His eyes would tire easily. So for him, he would watch TV. He would say, my eyes are getting tired. I can't watch this for very long.
His eyes were chronically tired. And so he famously lost the election against Kennedy. And they think that it was because of the debate. He didn't put on makeup. He wouldn't put on makeup.
Yes. Yeah. They asked him if he wanted to put on makeup in front of Jack Kennedy, and Jack Kennedy said, no, I'm fine. And then he went right backstage and put on a bunch of makeup, and he looked great.
Yeah, Richard Nixon was a swarthy man. He was sweaty compared to Jack, who had classically handsome features. Although if you look at Kennedy now, he looks weird too.
I think Kennedy looks weirder than Nixon. And I'm a Nixon fan, so obviously I'm a little bit biased, but I do think Kennedy has a cross eye, a weird snaggletooth smile. He looks a little inbred, right?
His head's a little smushed. Inbred.
And just because he was killed on that fateful morning in Dallas. Just because he was killed, we can't talk about how he was not that handsome.
I think we can talk about it. I don't think, as a liberal, I don't think he did us any favors. I mean, that man was a fake liberal as far as they come.
Wow.
He hated black people just as much as any Republican did, I swear.
Well, so Trump, and again, you don't have to answer this because you can't say that you're working for him, but he has a new campaign manager. He was pulling away from some of his language about the wall and the deportation force, but he was just recently right back on it, saying that it's going to be a swift, humane deportation.
Yeah, well, he has to say that, you know. He's got to get the middle and the left on his side as much as he can. He's going to say, you know, you watch him in the next few months, he'll be saying humane. He'll be saying, if he gets elected president, we can expect to see some pretty cool human rights violations.
You've heard it here first. Some pretty neat human rights violations.
Roger Ailes just coming out and saying.
So you're credited with the orchestra pit theory. So your quote is saying, if you have two guys on stage and one guy says, I have a solution to the Middle East problem, and then the other guy falls in the orchestra pit, who do you think everyone's going to talk about on the evening news? Do you still stand by that theory? Do you think it still works?
Oh, yeah. I think people are bored of the idea that there's a solution to the Middle East. I don't think they're willing to listen to that anymore. And I think orchestra pits, you know, it's always funny. There's a clatter. You know, you can anywhere you fall in an orchestra pit, you're going to hit something clattery. Maybe you splatter into some cymbals or a cello.
I mean,
it was by that same rationale that I had George Bush Sr. Vomit at the Japanese.
He vomited on the Prime Minister of Japan.
Yeah.
Vomited. He was standing. First of all, it was weird. The setup of this dinner was strange. There was like two tables behind each other, which also, like, why would anyone be sitting like that?
Exactly.
So you set up the tables?
Why? I set up. It's the 1-2 punch, I call it. The first you hit them with, why would people be sitting like that? And then while they're wondering that, you hit them with the President of the United States vomiting on the Prime Minister of Japan.
That's amazing. Was there any other times where you put this theory into motion?
Yeah, we only heard about that one time.
Let's see. We had the guy throwing his shoe.
Oh, yeah,
at
Bush.
George W.
That was all
because, George W. Bush, the guy, a Russian guy, threw a shoe at him, and it was such a quick reaction that it, of course it was planned. How would he have reacted so quickly?
And that's an Ailes 1-2 punch.
Now I didn't work for the Bob Dole campaign, but I gave it to him for free. He fell off the stage.
Why is he trying to shake anyone's hand? He can't. And then he goes and falls off the stage,
Didn't lose his grip on the pencil.
The pencil was there. I think he can't lose his grip, right? Isn't his grip always gripped?
Yeah. His hand is seized. Shrapnel in his palsied.
Now, how about when Kelsey Grammer fell into the orchestra pit?
Mm-hmm.
That was you? Even though it was at a rehearsal for an awards banquet.
You saw it on the news, didn't you?
So is it the case that anyone who falls on the news, that's you?
Well, it's likely. It's likely to be me.
So, all right. We've kind of been dancing around this a little bit. All of these sexual harassment claims, are they true? I just can't imagine that a man such as you, who has built such an empire.
God, when did you put on a tank top?
I just got a little bit warm, so I put on a tank.
Put the straps up.
A sensible tank.
Smells musky in here.
It gets a little bit musky in here. We have a vent.
Get your thumb out from under that strap.
Let me climb up on the table and open the vent.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. I don't think the vent's open yet. Make a few more light stomping sounds. Yeah. Just light, like real feet would sound. Yeah. Give me that authentic feet on table sound. Yeah.
All right.
Are they true?
Yes, the rumors about you sexually harassing. Are they true?
I mean, blacks or African Americans now. All these terms, the terms evolve, right?
Right.
What used to be par for the course 50 years ago, you know, suddenly the ground shifts under your feet. And everybody's got a different opinion about, you know, what your behavior should be, you know.
So when Gretchen...
When I was a kid, a woman was covered head to toe. You could see her head, and you could maybe see the top of her foot in
That's
her
true.
Shoe.
In the 40s.
But, you know, then suddenly I've got my own office. Women are walking around in clothes where you can see arms and legs.
Wow.
Tops of breasts.
And so you just you never quite grew accustomed to that.
I mean, it was just, it's incredible. You walk into my office, you know, half naked. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to give you a job, you know?
There he is.
Hi, how you do? You here for the interview? Yeah, you're hired. You want a raise? Yeah, walk over there and, you know, get your money, you know?
See, this is very honest. This is very honest. That is what happened over the last 60 years in America.
Yeah. I mean, I run the company. I'm allowed to do whatever I want, right?
Apparently not. All the Murdochs, all the Murdoch sons, they all got together and they said goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're just like they didn't know. They're so shocked.
Yeah.
The Murdochs. Yeah,
I also
shocked.
Find that unbelievable. Again, cannot believe how much I'm agreeing with Roger Ailes, but I also find it unbelievable that the Murdochs did not realize that there was a culture that was created around sexual harassment in the Fox office.
Culture. Yeah, I mean, what's the you know, you dress up in a big butterfly outfit. With, you know, gossamer wings. And,
is that what that happened?
And you know, you're
a butterfly
sitting across
outfit.
From a job applicant and you're, you know.
Wait, so you would be the one dressed, you would dress up like a butterfly?
Butterflies need nectar, you know, and, you know.
So during hiring meetings.
Flower petals and unfurl your curly tongue.
I could be a flower. No. So. I'm confused. So you would dress up like a butterfly, or is this an analogy?
No, it's not an analogy. I spent an afternoon at Party City.
Roger, what do you think about Hillary Clinton. I want to touch on this before we wrap up. But like,
I don't want to see her legs.
Your first reaction to what do you think of Hillary Clinton is, I don't want to see her legs.
No, I want to see her legs.
Oh, you want to see her legs.
No, I don't want to see her legs.
Oh, I thought
so.
You
then
said
she would not be a good president because you don't want to see her legs.
I'm not talking about if she'd be a good president.
Oh, okay.
So that's not what he asked me.
Right. I was actually asking in context of the presidential election. That's usually how we'd be thinking about Hillary right now. You see, like, because she's running for president.
Right.
So the first, if I'm asking about Hillary, the context would be, for example, I was going to bring up all the emails. The FBI said there's going to release 15,000 emails by October. Does that register at all?
What is it? Pictures of her tushy?
I'm buttoning up right now.
Oh, don't.
Why?
I'm putting on my jacket to gain a shred of dignity. So, you just wiggled your butt at Roger Ailes for almost an hour. You put on a tank top and slowly
you're stonewalling me, huh?
All right.
I'll play ball.
Oh, no, don't take his pants.
Roger Ailes is on the table. No. He's going for the
victory. Roger, no. Please stop. Roger, no. Oh, I'm saying no.
Do whatever you want. Stop buttoning that shirt. Come on, Mark.
I'm saying no, sir. My face mites will not, because of this Hillary Clinton thing, has just totally turned me off.
I want to hear from the face mites.
Can we get someone in here? This table is soaking wet.
This table really has taken a lot of abuse today. See, I just can't get behind the idea of not seeing Hillary Clinton as an enemy and seeing her as somehow some sort of a woman, a sexual object.
Well, what's the difference? Woman, sexual object, enemy. They're just synonyms, aren't they?
Roger, we started on the same page, and now I'm ending disagreeing with you.
Wow, I don't understand where you went logically.
Because
logical foundation this whole time.
So Hillary Clinton is our enemy. We can't be seeing her. We can't be sexualizing her in any sort of way.
I don't want to sexualize her.
Are you saying that you have to?
I don't want to talk about her at all.
Well, I brought her up because I wanted to talk about these emails and all the bad things and how she'd be a bad president.
But how is that sexy to me? I don't want to talk about things that aren't sexy to me.
That's true, Mark. I think Roger Ailes doesn't want to talk about anything that's not sexy to him. So when you bring up emails, he immediately flashes to, I think he believes that Hillary Clinton only sends emails of her tushy. And so he doesn't want to think about it.
Why else would you have a private email server if not for tens of thousands of tushy pics?
She could be sending the Clinton Foundation people asking for pay for play within the organization.
There's all
sorts of other stuff other than just sex that could be happening.
Pay for play.
No. All right, I'll dance for you.
Oh, my God.
Roger, thank you for coming in.
What?
Thank you for coming in.
That's it?
He wants something else, Mark.
Oh, you want me to keep dancing?
You did half a show, Mark.
I'll keep. All right. If I can work for you, I'll.
Oh, my God. An intern is walking in with a pair of butterfly wings.
Here I go. My gossamer wings. They're powdery, Mark. They have pulverized OxyContin all over them.
Oh.
Nice powdery wings.
I'm feeling a bit light in the head.
Butterflies need that powder to fly. Don't steal my powder, Mark, if you're not going to pay for it.
My brother's doing gummies of OxyContin.
Butterflies need their nectar, Mark. Flowers got to open up for the butterfly. Butterflies got curly tongues. Curly tongue straightens out, slurps that nectar.
Close your mouth. Close your mouth.
That's how we pollinate. That's how we pollinate the ideas among the populace, Mark. We're all butterflies pollinating our conservative values throughout the country. Is it night? Is it day? Is it right? Is it wrong? It's just a man, a 76-year-old man flying around the country in a butterfly suit, pollinating ideas, Mark. Pollinating ideas and slurping nectar. It's simple, Mark. You ask all these questions. You got all these thoughts. It's simpler than that. It exists on a non-verbal level. People understand it in the middle of the country. They understand what I'm doing, Mark. They understand that it's not about the words you say. It's about the curly tongue in your flower, slurping up the nectar and taking a little bit to the next flower, dropping it off for cash, for cold, hard cash. That's what this country runs on, Mark, is nectar and cash. Nectar and cash and sweaty bodies.
This is the most powerful paralytic I have ever experienced. I cannot move. Is this what you want?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody likes it.
All right. Well, that went in. Oh, that I.
Roger, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Pete, I think I was just sexually harassed. That's what happened. Roger Ailes was.
Was assaulted by what I saw.
I've never experienced anything like that before. I suddenly understand.
Clear your throat.
He kept sticking his fingers down my throat, saying he was a butterfly. I suddenly understand everything that Courtney's talking about and why I shouldn't be tugging on the ears of interns and such.
Right. It's a little bit of a difference.
Well, this was... He also had Oxycontin on his wings, which is... Gums feel very numb and I feel very light.
I should never have seen that.
Well, you can't unsee it.
No.
And I guess you'll have a great story to talk about when you head over to Slippery Slope.
Oh, Sliding Scale.
Oh, sorry.
Don't fucking bring that up. I will never
sliding
go back
scale
to Sliding
Scale. Colony.
I will never go back to Sliding Scale. And I will make one point to you about what just happened. Roger Ailes had more pubic hair. Than anyone I've ever seen.
He had a huge ball sack and a lot of
pubic hair.
I
couldn't see anything underneath. I only saw the thickest. And I've been to fucking Sliding Scale.
You've been at Sliding Scale, the worst sex colony.
Yeah.
The worst nudist beach.
Bunch of old, nasty animals eating buckwheat blueberry pancakes.
Well, when we get back next week, we're going to talk about some of the ways that our listeners spent Labor Day.
And we'll have an American flag pie baking contest. And the results, well, not surprising, they're very fair.
We're closing the borders here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.